आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू लॉन्च नेशनल हाईवे प्रोजेक्ट्स वर्थ 3,200 crore rupees इन नदिया डिस्ट्रिक्ट ऑफ वेस्ट बंगाल टुडे। Prime Minister to also travel to Assam on a two-day visit this afternoon to unveil several development projects worth 15,600 crore rupees in the state. Home Minister Amit Shah says government's next generation initiatives strengthened urban development, laying roadmap for world-class infrastructure in the country. India and the Netherlands announce establishment of joint trade and investment committee to boost economic cooperation. In Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in Dubai to set up title clash with Pakistan. And Men in Blue defeat South Africa by 30 runs in 5th and final T20 in Ahmedabad to clinch the series 3-1. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit West Bengal today. During his visit, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate two national highway projects worth around 3,200 crore rupees at Ranaghat in Nadia district. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering there. The projects will serve as a vital connecting link between Kolkata and Siliguri. They will help to reduce travel time by approximately 2 hours, ensuring faster and smoother movement of vehicles. The projects will also boost the economic growth in the region and will provide impetus to the growth of tourism across the region. From West Bengal, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will travel to Assam this afternoon for a two-day visit. During the visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of development projects worth around 15,600 crore rupees in the state. On the first day today, the Prime Minister will inaugurate the state-of-the-art bamboo orchids terminal building at Lokapriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati. Spread over nearly 1.4 lakh square meters, the new terminal is designed to handle up to 1.3 crore passengers annually. The terminal reflects Assam's biodiversity and cultural heritage, inspired by the theme Bamboo Orchids. More from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister will inaugurate the Rs 4,000 crore new bamboo orchids terminal building at Lokapriya Gopinath Bordoloi International Airport in Guwahati on his arrival from West Bengal at 3 p.m. Mr. Modi will also unveil an 80-foot tall statue of former Chief Minister Gopinath Bordoloi at the airport and will address a public meeting outside the terminal building. The Prime Minister will then lead a massive roadshow towards the BJP headquarters in the city and will interact with the party workers. Mr. Modi will spend the night at the state guest house in Guwahati. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will interact with the students of schools in his program Pariksha Pe Charcha while sailing on the Brahmaputra River aboard a cruise ship. After that, Mr. Modi will visit the newly constructed Shahid Smarak Khetro in memory of 860 martyrs of Assam movement in the city. The Prime Minister will then leave for Namrup, where he will do Bhumi Pujan of the 12,000 crore ammonia urea fertilizer project. He will also address a public meeting at Namrup before leaving for New Delhi. Aminul Haq Zuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
Prime Minister Modi met BJP National Working President Nitin Naveen in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, the Prime Minister congratulated Mr. Naveen on his new responsibility and wished him success in his efforts to strengthen the party at the grassroots level. Expressing confidence in Nitin Naveen's leadership, Mr. Modi said his organizational and administrative experience will prove to be a valuable asset for the party. The Prime Minister has said that yoga has shown the whole world the path to health, balance and harmony. Addressing the gathering at WHO Global Summit on Traditional Medicine in New Delhi, Mr. Modi said over the years everyone has seen yoga reaching every corner of the world.
पारंपरिक चिकित्सा प्रणाली का एक अहम हिस्सा योग भी है। योग ने पूरी दुनिया को स्वास्थ्य संतुलन और सामंजस्य का रास्ता दिखाया है। भारत के प्रयासों और 175 से ज्यादा देशों के सहयोग से संयुक्त राष्ट्र द्वारा 21 जून को योग दिवस घोषित किया गया था। बीते वर्षों में हमने योग को दुनिया के कोने कोने तक पहुंचते देखा है।
Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah has highlighted that substantial progress has been made over the past 11 years in developing next-generation infrastructure. Mr. Shah made these remarks while addressing the Confederation of Real Estate Developers Association of India, CREDAI, National Conclave 2025 in New Delhi yesterday. The minister said several flagship initiatives, including National Infrastructure Pipeline, Bharatmala, Sagarmala and Parvatmala, have significantly strengthened urban development and laid out a clear roadmap to position India among the world's leading infrastructure countries. He added that these initiatives have delivered positive and tangible results.
Over the last 11 years, numerous initiatives have been undertaken in the fields of infrastructure and urban development. Several policies have been introduced, rules and regulations have been simplified, and sustained dialogue has been encouraged. By engaging stakeholders who were earlier hesitant to participate in public discussions and recognizing them as vital contributors to the country's development, efforts have been made to institutionalize dialogue. These initiatives have yielded tangible results.
Mr. Shah urged developers and industry bodies to work together towards a shared vision of sustainable and responsible growth. The government has launched Bharat Taxi on the 1st of this month for customers, which is a cooperative-based mobility initiative aimed at providing a fair, transparent and driver-owned alternative in India's ride-hailing sector. Guided by the vision of the Union Minister of Home Affairs and Cooperation, Amit Shah, the initiative places drivers at the center of ownership, governance and profit sharing. We have a report.
The launch of Bharat Taxi was announced on 25th March this year during a parliament session. In response to persistent challenges faced by drivers and commuters, it operates under Sahakar Taxi Cooperative Limited, registered under the Multi-State Cooperative Societies Act 2002. Earlier, drivers often grappled with the lack of platform ownership, unclear incentive structures, long working hours and absence of social security, while riders used to face unreliable services, frequent cancellations, surge pricing and limited transparency in fares. But now, this platform provides reasonable fares, profit redistribution to drivers and democratic decision-making. In terms of progress, the driver app was launched in Delhi NCR on 14th November, registering over 1.1 lakh drivers, while the customer app saw more than 80,000 registrations within 10 days. With Drishtian Arzu, Shiva Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Sashastra Seema Bal, SSB, is celebrating its 62nd Raising Day today. On the occasion, Union Home Minister Amit Shah will attend the ceremony as the chief guest at the SSB Training Center in Sapri in Kangra district of Himachal Pradesh, where he will take the salute of the parade. Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu will also be present at the event. Our correspondent has the details.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will participate as the chief guest in the 62nd Raising Day celebrations of the Sashastra Seema Bal at the SSB Training Center at Sapri in Jwalamukhi area of Kangra district and will take the salute of a grand parade. During the ceremony, the Union Minister will confer gallantry medals on SSB personnel and honor recipients of the President's Medal for Distinguished Service. In addition, Amit Shah will lay the foundation stones and inaugurate various Sashastra Seema Bal projects. Later, he scheduled to address the SSB personnel. Considering the Union Home Minister's visit, tight security arrangements have been put in place by the administration in the Jwalamukhi subdivision. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Sapri, Jwalamukhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has extended greetings to the personnel of the Sashastra Seema Bal and their families on the occasion of the Forces Raising Day today. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, from safeguarding the nation's frontiers to standing shoulder to shoulder with citizens during times of crisis, the Sashastra Seema Bal has always made the country proud. Jammu and Kashmir is all set to host its first ever international Indian style wrestling Dangal event along with Rustame Jammu Kashmir title 2025 at the iconic Maulana Azad Stadium, Jammu today. The mega sporting event will witness participation of more than 100 international and national Dangal stars who will compete for the Rustame Jammu Kashmir title 2025. The competition will also feature open category bouts with prominent nationals and international wrestlers. We have a report.
The championship will bring together professional wrestlers from India, Iran and several other countries, making it one of the biggest wrestling events ever organized in the Union Territory. The event intends to revive and showcase the region's rich Dangal heritage while providing a global platform for the athletes. The newly introduced Rustame Jammu Kashmir title is open to the wrestlers above 85 kg, with the champion set to receive ₹50,000 along with the traditional gurj and patta. The event begins at 12 noon with free entry for spectators. This is N. Gulshan Raina for Akashwani News from Jammu.
India and the Netherlands have announced the establishment of India-Netherlands Joint Trade and Investment Committee, JTIC, through a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU. The JTIC marks an important milestone in further strengthening bilateral trade, investment and economic cooperation between the two countries. The MOU was signed between the Ministry of Commerce and Industry and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of the Netherlands and was formally announced yesterday on the occasion of the visit of Dutch Foreign Minister David van Wiel. In the Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India registered a commanding 8-wicket win over Sri Lanka in the semi-final in Dubai last evening to set up the title clash with Pakistan. Put into bat, Sri Lanka were restricted to 138 for 8 by India in the rain-hit match, reduced to 20 overs per side after heavy showers delayed the start of the play. In reply, India overhauled the target of 139 runs for the loss of just 2 wickets in 18 overs. In the other semi-final, Pakistan knocked out defending champions Bangladesh with a resounding 8-wicket victory. The summit clash between India and Pakistan will take place in Dubai tomorrow. In men's cricket, India defeated South Africa by 30 runs in the fifth and final T20 international to clinch the series 3-1 in Ahmedabad last night. Put into bat, India posted 231 for the loss of 5 wickets in 20 overs. Tilak Verma with 73 runs and Hardik Pandya with 63 made valuable contribution. In badminton, star men's doubles pair of Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will take on Liang Wei-Keng and Wong Chung of China in the semi-finals of season-ending BWF World Tour Finals in Hangzhou, China today. Seeded third, Sattvik and Chirag last evening became the first Indian men's doubles pair to reach the semi-final of the tournament, topping Group B. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Sunil. Lok Sabha clocks 111% productivity and Rajya Sabha 121% as stormy parliament session ends, writes the Tribune. Violence grips Bangladesh, media houses torched, Indian missions targeted, headlines the Statesman. 97 lakh lictors deleted in Tamil Nadu, 74 lakh in Gujarat, reports the Hindu. Three headlines on the pollution in Delhi appear on the front page of Hindustan Times. Orange alert as fog, bad air to smother Delhi's weekend. Construction on across city despite GRAP 4 restriction and centre gives NCR 1 week to clean up air. Attacked by villages in Jharkhand's Ramgarh area, elephant herds have killed 6 people in the last 72 hours, reports the Times of India. With that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to launch national highway projects worth 3,200 crore rupees in Nadia district of West Bengal today. Prime Minister to also travel to Assam on a two-day visit this afternoon to unveil several development projects worth 15,600 crore rupees in the state. Home Minister Amit Shah says government's next generation initiatives strengthened urban development, laying roadmap for world-class infrastructure in the country. India and the Netherlands announced establishment of Joint Trade and Investment Committee to boost economic cooperation. In Under-19 Asia Cup cricket, India beat Sri Lanka by 8 wickets in Dubai to set up title clash with Pakistan. And Men in Blue defeat South Africa by 30 runs in 5th and final T20 in Ahmedabad to clinch the series 3-1. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.